Hello and welcome to the programme. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of measures after 7 Israelis were killed and 5 wounded in 2 shootings. The move followed a 4-hour meeting of his security cabinet, which took place late on Saturday. Now, the homes of Palestinians suspected of being involved in the attacks are to be demolished. The government will also make it easier for settlers to own guns by fast-tracking licenses. And it will strengthen the policy, the police and military, with operations planned to arrest people and collect illegal weapons.
The Attorney General, up to this moment and every 2 hours I was in contact with her people, is not allowing us to seal any houses. In my opinion, this is awful. In my opinion, it can't be like that. In my opinion, it is not only to hurt me and to hurt the government, but the citizens of Israel. Beyond the issue of sealing the houses, there's a further list of steps I requested, which I hope won't face obstacles. First, there's house demolition. To my astonishment, there are tens of houses in East Jerusalem which are still not demolished, and it's still possible to demolish them. I directed the police in the coming days to demolish those illegal houses. And there's the issue of weapons. I want weapons on the streets. I want the citizens of Israel to be able to defend themselves.
Let's go straight to our correspondent James Bayes, who is live for us in West Jerusalem. Yesterday, the Prime Minister outlined these tough new measures targeting family members of those involved in the shootings. He also talked about making guns more available for Israelis. What more can we expect from the team today?
Well, we know that in addition to the Security Cabinet meeting, which has made these decisions, specific decisions on security matters, there is the wider Cabinet, the full Cabinet, which is meeting shortly. So that may have some follow-up work from what has been decided by the Security Cabinet. I think one of the problems the Security Cabinet faced is that this is not the recent incidents we've seen are not attacks carried out by members of any one group. In the past, for example, Hamas have carried out an attack and you see the Israelis carry out a strike on Hamas in Gaza. This is more difficult for them to respond to because these are sole attackers, we think, operating on their own. And that's why I think what we've seen from the Security Cabinet are measures that many in the international community will consider revenge tactics and collective punishment. For example, demolishing the homes of the suspects, well, their family homes where families live, and there's no evidence so far that any of those families knew what was being planned, and yet they are going to be caught up in this collective punishment. We understand that family members, friends may be arrested as well. We also understand that they're likely to be stripped of their Jerusalem IDs, meaning that they can no longer live in East Jerusalem and will be expelled from the city where those families may have lived for very many years. The other tactics that you've, or the other measures that have been announced by the Security Cabinet, well, one is to speed up the issuing of gun licenses. That means more guns on the street. Already, the Israeli police encouraging Israeli citizens who have gun licenses to actually carry their weapons in public. And that, again, many fear, many international observers fear, is just going to lead to more violence when you've got people wandering the streets fully armed. And the other aspect of this, which specifically in the statement from the Security Cabinet, is in response to celebrations, Palestinian celebrations, and there were some in response to the most recent attacks, and that is more settlement. They're going to, we think, and maybe the full Cabinet will add to what we've heard from the Security Cabinet on this, authorise more building on Palestinian land. Just stress that, of course, that under numerous Security Council resolutions, which are binding international law, is totally illegal, goes against the whole international community's peace process and its plans for a two-state solution. Because, of course, the more land you build on Palestinian land, the less likely it is to be able to have an independent Palestinian state.
Indeed. James, tomorrow the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Israel. Could that end up having a de-escalating effect on the recent tensions?
Yes, Secretary Blinken will be making his way from Washington, D.C. first to Cairo, where he'll be meeting with the Egyptians, who clearly have some role in this, and the discussions in Cairo will mainly be linked to what's going on here. Then he'll be coming to Jerusalem, meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, meeting with other key members of the most right-wing Israeli government that we've ever seen. And this is his first meeting here since that government's come into office. And then he'll be heading at the end of his visit, we believe on Tuesday, to Ramallah to see the Palestinian Authority leadership. Will the current violence change the US position? Because the US position really is not to get involved. It's to watch what's going on, urge restraint, but not to actively involve themselves in any peacemaking. We saw certainly the Trump administration was actively involved in what it said was peacemaking. The Palestinian side said that they were promoting a solution that was very much an Israeli-made plan that really would not have left any viable Palestinian state. Well, since Joe Biden came into office, he's not pursued those Trump plans, but he's not really doing much at all. And many other members of the international community would like to see much more international engagement. They'd like to see more criticism of Israel. What's stopping that is the Biden administration, which really doesn't want to get dragged into this conflict. It's focusing its energy on other things, particularly the war in Ukraine. Will Secretary of State Blinken coming here, seeing things for himself, will it change the Biden administration position? Let's see, but I'm somewhat doubtful.
OK, for now, thank you. James Bayes there for us in West Jerusalem.